I want to tie some of these final verse and a half together in the next 5 minutes. I want to just expand on what Brother Carlisle said, Brother Chris, about Othniel. We want to be an Othniel in our day. Othniel was the first judge. And what's important is that he was an instrument in a day where there was great failure around him. And young people, you know, we live in an age where mediocrity is what is acceptable. No one wants to stand out, even in a secular way. People want to be part of the group. And there are few leaders. But God is looking for an Othniel to step forward and say, I'm going to conquer Kiriath Sefer. I am the one that you can use. Not that he is saying, send me, Lord, but that God looked down and saw faithfulness in this man. And he moves, he raises up Othniel. We want to be raised up by the Lord in our day as young people. The Lord tarries to be Othniels. And what happens? The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. It meant that Othniel's movements now were not of Othniel himself, but they were movements as guided by the Spirit of God. He was simply being moved around by the Spirit of God to do two things. One, he judged the people. There needs to be young people that are able to assess what is going on. Because, you know, sometimes we might spend a week at Grove City, at camp, at different things. And when it's all over and done, a couple of weeks later, someone will say, hey, Brother Tony, did you know this was going on? Well, Brother Tony, I heard this. He said, well, you know, I can't be everywhere, can't see everything. I said, but if you saw it, what did you say? So amongst the ranks of young people, there needs to be Othniels in the dorms and wherever you are, on Facebook and when you're texting and all kinds of crazy things are being said, to be able to say, listen, I'm going to tell you what the Word of God says. That is sowing discord amongst the brethren. Or that kind of talk is harmsome to others. Gracious words came out of the lips of the Lord Jesus. The judgment here is an assessment of the sin of the people in light of the Word of God and then pointing them to the path that they should walk on. And Othniel was raised up to do that. Then they went to war. There's a people later on that went to war and took the ark, but never prayed and never judged themselves. And it was disaster. And they died. And their father died. So as young people, before we say, okay, well, Lord, this is, what we've been doing is wrong. What I've been doing is wrong. We've got to stop. We need to go to war right now. No, you need to confess. You need to judge things according to the Word of God. And once things are judged openly before Him, confess them, then you're able to go and meet the foe. Because if you go to fight the foe with all of these chinks in the armor, He knows exactly what part to go after. But that's where the victory comes. They judge Israel, they go out to war, and then it says, Othniel delivered Cushan Rishathaim. Oh, no, it doesn't say that. It says the Lord delivered Cushan Rishathaim into Joshua's hand, in Othniel's hand, and his hand prevailed against Cushan Rishathaim. We want to tell you the adversary is greater than we are. But greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Mm-hmm. You say, okay, I'm going to take on the enemy. I'm going to take on the devil. Boy, I tell you, be careful. But when you go in the strength and the name of the Lord, it says here that the Lord caused Othniel to prevail against the enemy. And if someone can tie this off about what takes place next, there's victory. There's the keys, the secret to success. Being sensitized to our position of failure, the cry for help, the confession of repentance, the judging of ourselves, and now the energy of the Spirit to go to war. And now in the power and the energy of God, there is victory for us. Someone please close with the last verse, because I think this is very exciting to us as to what are the results of God's victory over the enemy of our souls.